The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There are still some seats available for our evening on Education Freedom. May the 2nd, we'll be in Stratton Hall on the campus of Bob Jones University. Text the keyword Carson, as in Dr. Ben Carson, if you'd like tickets, because you're going to have a chance to spend the evening with Dr. Ben Carson, of course, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the Trump administration, a smart guy, along with Senator Jim DeMint. We're going to have a great evening. My friend Jane Robolo from WYFF News 4 will be my co-moderator. And, of course, your questions are important. You can go ahead and if you have questions for Dr. Carson, you can email me, Joey at JoeyHudson.com, or you can text them to me. But we'd love to see your smiling face there on Monday, May the 2nd. Text the keyword Carson to 877-235-9405. It's a free event, but you do need to register. On our guest line, all Thursdays, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I got to say, you always come up with such informative events like this for us around Greenville. You do a great job. Can't say that enough.
Well, thank you. Well, and if you're in town, we hope you'll come join us as well. It's going to be a fun evening and a very educational and informative evening. I got to tell you, Ben Carson is one of the smartest people that I've ever met. I've been able to interview him a few times over the years, been to a number of events with him, and just a smart guy, neurosurgeon, and just has some great ideas on the issues that we're facing today.
And you know what a success story he is. You know, he didn't have the easiest childhood growing up.
Yep.
And he talks about that and how he has overcome so much just of his circumstance, his life circumstance. I think it's a wonderful, inspirational story, his life, for everyone to see that, you know, nothing limits your ability to gain success if it's something that you truly believe in your heart. And what we always like to talk about, Joey, you really work hard for it.
Exactly.
You really have to work for it. And it doesn't come easy to anybody.
Yep. Yep, and that's you're right. That's he has a very inspirational story. He'll be sharing that with us. And what a beautiful place to have it too, Stratton Hall at Bob Jones University. It's just a wonderful venue, and so we're looking so forward to it. I was in Columbia on Tuesday. I tried to find you, but boy, there was a lot going on. A lot of people. It was a busy place on Tuesday.
It definitely was. There's a lot going on. You know, Joey, yesterday in the House, debating critical race theory, making sure we keep that out of our schools here in South Carolina. Our friends on the other side of the aisle put up a lot of amendments, just like they did the last time that we got into some heated debate. Not quite as many as it was the last go around with 1,000 amendments, but I think there was a little over 300 amendments yesterday. So we are, you know, they were going through them one by one. There's a lot of resolve in the House to make sure that we come up with a bill that will ban CRT from our classrooms and give our teachers some relief, right?
You're
give
right.
them coverage when they don't want to teach things that they don't believe are helpful or that they really should be talking about in the classroom. We're trying to make sure we come up with something that gives them cover. We've lost a lot of teachers. 1,000
yeah.
teachers was the last count since the beginning of the school year. A lot of them citing that they do not want to teach some of the curriculum that's in the schools, and they don't feel like they can fight it. So they're just leaving and walking away from teaching, which is what we don't need. We need more good teachers, and we don't need our good teachers walking away.
Yeah. So where do we stand on that? I had a chance yesterday to talk with Representative John McCravey, and of course he told us yesterday morning that they were expected it was going to be a long day of debate. What's next? Because I haven't really had a chance to catch up with anyone who was there yesterday. Does it look like that we're going to be successful in being able to get this passed?
I think we're going to be successful. It's going to be, like you said, a long debate. They ended yesterday. They'll be taking it up again. They haven't gone through all the amendments. So let's pray that we get through those today and they can start doing second reading, third reading, and let's get it passed over to the Senate. You know, we have to make sure we protect our kids.
Yes.
And that's first and foremost. And I think that's what we're seeing. I believe there's enough people for it in the House that it's going to pass. We have a lot of great people, a lot of great people coming out of, especially our delegations up here in Greenville, but really all across the state that are looking for the good of children, right? We got to protect them. And we always have to go back. Like, we're seeing this outcry now. We saw it in Virginia and it worked. Parents are the best people to guide their children. And, you know, we're seeing it happening in Florida where they're passing bills that are saying schools, you can't get involved. You know, parents have to be involved in every conversation that deals with their kids. You cannot go behind their back and have conversations, talk about things without parents' consent. And I think that's what parents are doing. Is we never thought we'd have to do it, right, Joey? Who would have ever thought 20 years ago or 40 years ago, 50 years ago when we were in school, that somebody thought that they knew better for you than your own parent?
Yep. Well, and then, you know, the teachers had an open line of communication with your parents. I mean, you knew that if something was going on at school, the teacher was going to talk to your parents. That's just the opposite now. I mean, I talked about a case in Massachusetts where some parents are suing the local school district, Ludlow Public Schools, because there are actually cases where, in this case, teachers were encouraging kids to explore their gender identities. And these teachers were allowing this in the classroom and in the school and not telling the parents about it. The parents were totally in the dark that their kid was going to school, and in one of these cases, a young girl was going to school, and once she got to school, her teachers were treating her as a young boy. And I mean, this was an elementary school student, and the parents had no clue about it.
And you know, that's the sad part. Just think, not very long ago, when we were being told as kids, if somebody tells you, do not tell your parent this.
Yeah.
That is exactly when you should run to your parents, because it's something that's not good for you. We talked about that's how cults, right, started. Like, they tried to alienate you from all the people who loved you that would give you different advice. I mean, it's like it's how we described indoctrination years ago is what we're seeing happening. Don't tell your parent. Let's keep your parents out of this. I mean, and then when it all turns south, right? What do we do now? Hand over their parents and say, oh, sorry, but now this is your problem to take care of because they're your child. Your parents are standing firm, and this is a hill that they're going to die on, as it should be, that we're not going to allow anybody to counsel our children on things that they don't, you know, that should be a parent in a family matter.
Exactly. Yeah. One other quick thing. Let's shift gears quickly here. Governor Abbott from Texas, of course, continues to send busloads of illegals to the U.S. Capitol. I've had a lot of listeners who have asked a question. Well, you know, are some of these being brought to South Carolina illegally, or are there flights coming into South Carolina? Can you share anything with us on that? Do we suspect that some of these people are actually being sent to South Carolina?
You know, we all suspect that they're coming into our states. We were hearing from some sheriffs. I was hearing on Fox News earlier today how they're getting such a big influx of them in Massachusetts because of the benefits that they give in their state. But the problem with this is that the Biden administration is very secretive and they won't share information and they won't tell us. And we hear that over and over again from state leaders that when you ask those questions, they're vague. They won't tell. This is not an open line of communication like we had with the Trump administration. But the governor has joined a coalition of other Republican lieutenant governors called Strike Force. And they will be working together as a unit to combat our border crisis. You know, there's always great success when you collaborate. And so they'll be all pushing in the same direction. Since the Biden administration won't protect us and close our borders, they're going to figure out what they can do as Republican governors together as one coordinated unit to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear that Governor McMaster and you guys are working together with other Republican administrations around the country. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always good to talk with you. We'll catch up again next week. Be safe.
Thanks, Joey. Have a great weekend. I hope everybody is safe.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.